okay, you really are through the worst of the physical withdrawal now. It'll be amazing what the difference can be at this point in time. Now, again, for some people, they were through it the first day, and so the second day was already amazingly easier. And for some people, again, it was the second day to the third day where the, you know, change occurred. But at this point, anyone who's been off for over that 72-hour mark, physical intensity of urges are easing up at this point in time. There are still going to be triggers. There are still going to be things that will scare you when they start up, because you're going to think, oh, it's starting up again. And again, it won't be a physical demand of your body needing nicotine and causing a withdrawal syndrome happening. What will be happening, though, at this point, are new experiences are going to be encountered, and it'll be a little intimidating. It's like, how do I start this without smoking? How do I finish this without smoking? How do I have the blank time in between the next event without smoking? How do I start the next event without smoking? So there's going to be new things happening. But the first 3 days, you really did learn how to deal with many day-to-day routines. Again, getting out of bed, putting on makeup, preparing meals, driving your car, going to work. You learned a whole bunch of things. And keep in mind, everything you did those first 3 days were new and on top of drug withdrawal. And you got through it. You have beaten the most numerous amounts of thoughts you're going to get because of trigger circumstances and the physical withdrawal at the same time. Now it's a matter of just relearning how to do everything you ever did without smoking. You really don't want to be avoiding situations now. You want to go into situations understanding that some things are going to be tough. They are going to be first-time experiences. But the sooner you start facing things head-on, the sooner you're going to break any level of intimidation that I can't do this or that without smoking. It's crucial that you start to recognize now everything you did as a smoker, you are going to now learn to do as an ex-smoker. There will still be triggers that will make you think that you want a cigarette. There will be triggers that make you think, I have to smoke when I do this. But come on, that's how it was in the beginning with everything where you kept thinking, I have to smoke to do this. I have to smoke to do this. But all of a sudden, you look back in retrospect, you may have felt like you needed it, but now when you look back, you realize you didn't need it because you're here, you're alive, the activity is over, the process you may have had to do with that before the activity is done. You have now proven to yourself, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you were able to get through obstacles that you once thought you couldn't get through. Now, it's still dealing with new obstacles every now and then. When I start clinics, I always start on a Tuesday. Now, I didn't talk about this early on because in the first three videos of day one, day two, day three, because I didn't want somebody coming in on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night making their decision that they want to quit smoking, get to a video that says, oh, the best time to quit smoking is Tuesday, and then put it off. Because, again, they could have talked themselves out of the quit by Tuesday. I didn't want that to happen. But I do start clinics on Tuesday night for the reason most places where you do meetings, they're corporate settings or they're public buildings, but they're not open on weekends. So I know I don't have the ability to get the group together on the Saturday or the Sunday. So what I try to do by starting it on Tuesday is I'm giving them, if you look at the number of articles that I not gave you to read, but the videos I gave you to watch, there's a couple of hours of videos on that first day, and on the second and third day, there's still, I think, over an hour and a half. So there's quite a bit of stuff that's being covered in those sessions. What I'm trying to do those first 3 days is to get people where if they come in Tuesday night and then they quit, by Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, by Friday night, they're through the 72-hour mark. They have really overcome the physical need for nicotine when it's at its intense, most intense times, when it's at its peak. They're through that time period. So when they walk out on Friday, they're now going into the weekend. Again, the weekend, I warn them about, it's going to be different. They have gotten over the physical, but there's a whole bunch of different things about the weekend that are not true during the week. It's like on Saturday, they may get up and not have to get ready for work without a cigarette. They didn't learn how to do that. The first 3 days that they quit on a Tuesday, meaning they didn't get out of bed until Wednesday. And the first time they get out of bed on Wednesday, it was like, how do I get out of bed without a cigarette? But by the time they did that Thursday and Friday, they learned how to get out of bed and get ready for work and go to work without a cigarette. On Saturday, they wake up. they don't have that need anymore. Well, now they have an option of staying in bed they didn't have before, or getting out of bed and having free time. The hardest thing for people to first learn to do when they quit smoking, the hardest, is to learn how to do nothing without a cigarette. Everyone's afraid, oh, it's going to be hard when I have to do this, it's going to be hard when I have to do that, all these things are going to be really hard. No. The things that you have to do, well, you have to do them. You're forced into them. But on a weekend situation, if you have weekends off, on a weekend situation, you've got flexibility. And a lot of times when you had nothing to do, you filled your time with smoking. That was it. So the weekend's going to have that nuance about it. Of all of a sudden, you have a little bit more flexibility. But once you get through Saturday, oh, well, then you got to deal with Sunday. And Sunday, for a lot of people, is different than Saturday. You know how a lot of people start their Sunday? They read the Sunday paper. That's what they do on Sunday. They read the Sunday paper. Well, by that point, they will have read maybe a Tuesday and a Wednesday paper, maybe even a Thursday and a Friday. They may have even read the Saturday paper. But those are different papers. See, those papers share a lot in common. But the Sunday paper, see, the Tuesday through Saturday paper, oh, those are one or two cigarette papers. The Sunday paper is a big paper. That may be a four or five cigarette paper. You get to a certain section, and you light up. That was just an automatic kind of thing. And the first time you go to read a Sunday paper, again, this is a different type of quiet time, it could hit with a very powerful urge. And there's nothing you can do to prepare for this except read your Sunday paper. You can go back and read last week's paper, you know, during the week if you want, the last week's Sunday paper. But it's unnecessary. You're going to figure it out on Sunday. That really is the process now, just doing as many normal things as you can just without taking a cigarette. The more things you do. Oh, a lot of people, what they try to do is they try to go to places, especially on the weekend, where they can't smoke. They try to go to libraries, or they try to go to movies. And this is going to be great for them, they figure, because, oh, I never smoked in these places before. But understand, if you go to a place where you couldn't smoke before, well, you're right, you didn't smoke in them before. But as soon as you left those places, if it was a movie that was going 2 or 3 hours, you were in withdrawal at the end when you left that movie theater. It would hit you like a brick. You had to smoke, and it was instantaneous. You had to smoke. Well, now the first time you go to a movie, going in might be a problem because you used to smoke right beforehand. But when you're in the movie, you're not thinking about it. You're fine. And you're not going into withdrawal during the movie, which may have happened before. But when you walk out of that movie theater, be prepped. It's going to hit you like a brick. I smoke at this moment in time. That's not saying not to go to a movie, though. It really is saying to, if that's what you normally do, start doing it. Get that first experience under your belt without having a cigarette at the end. After a few movies, you won't even think about it anymore. So the trick now is start to go on with your life. You were doing that the first 3 days. You were going on with your life. Now it's a matter, again, of continuing that pattern because you won't have the withdrawal complicating it. You will be able to do a lot more without having a lot more problems, you know, where in the past, and again, the first few days, you were going to get real stupid advice from very well-meaning people around you. You were going to tell them you were having this symptom and that symptom and that symptom, and they were looking at you very sympathetically and say, oh, well, don't think about it. It's like telling someone who has the flu. It's a physical symptom that you might be having. It's like telling someone who has the flu, stomach flu, and having diarrhea as a primary symptom. Oh, well, don't think about it. Yeah, don't think about it, but hey, by the bathroom anyway. You know, it doesn't make a difference that you're not thinking about it. It's a physical reaction. The first 3 days, that's what it was. Now, though, it's psychological reactions. There's triggers going on. And in a sense, you do have conscious control over some of these thoughts. And again, it's not automatic. You have to force yourself to get through those moments. But the way to do it, it's not by trying to push the thought out of your mind, which is the standard advice. It's now to look when you get the urge, when you get the thought, refocus why you had quit smoking initially and realize you don't want to throw out what you just did. You have now come through the worst. You never want to face that again. And to guarantee that you will never have to face smoking again or quitting again, to guarantee that this will be the one that will last now, it's still just a matter of continuing to live your life with your commitment intact to never take another puff.